This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 613. We can't even words right now. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We are also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever-boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And with me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm full. So full.
Full of turkey?
No, we don't do turkey at our house.
Rice.
Nope. Doesn't do rice either.
Alright, I'm out of ideas.
We typically do prime rib and a ham.
Okay.
We need the two because there's usually at least 20 people at my parents' place for Thanksgiving. And this year there was more.
I found some prime rib steaks in my freezer. Does that count?
No.
All right.
You didn't eat them, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, basically, we have a large freezer, and it's been a while since we got into the bottom of it, so we were bringing back a bunch of stuff from Dauphin and decided to, like, go through and actually figure out what's in there. So I made a long list, and I have a lot of food in my freezer.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of me having a tiny, tiny fridge/freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I always know what's in there because it's just always visible.
Well, see, the thing is, it's a good thing, because with my new unemployment, we know that we have lots of food to last us a long time.
Oh, yep, that would be nice.
So it has some benefits. Yep. Like, we have, like, 40 pounds of hamburger.
That's a lot of hamburger.
Yeah. Which, stew beef, we have lots of fruit and vegetables that are frozen. But we're good.
Well, at least you're prepared.
Yep.
I am in no way prepared. If I lost my job, it's pretty much the worst thing that could happen to me.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen to you.
Yep.
But anyways, we don't currently have a fan. A fan may show up mid-show. If so, we'll grab him in if we can. But we're going to try and two-man this thing. I'm sure we can do it. We're good.
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
I mean, we got a tank. We got a DPS. We're good.
We don't have a tank. Unless you plan on tanking.
Hell no.
I don't even have tanking weapons.
Well, I at least have some tanking weapons, I guess.
The PvP honor reward this week was a weapon. I'm like, sweet, maybe I'll grind on PvP and get a weapon. And I got about halfway through grinding before I decided to check what the reward was. Like, oh, it's a protection weapon. I'm just going to stop because I don't care.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Well, how was your week this week?
It was good. I finished off the war campaign. Can't remember if I did that last week or this week, though. My weeks are blending together because I was sick a good chunk of last week. Anyway, I finished off the war campaign, so now I just have the Proud War campaign to work through. Did a bunch of LFR, put myself through that torture. Fortunately, I couldn't link up with the other guildies to just hop in Discord and do LFR, so I did it solo, and it was just as painful as the previous week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Did all my emissary stuff, so now I just have Tortolans and Champions of Azeroth left to get to revered, and I'm about halfway through for Champions of Azeroth and about three quarters for Tortolans. If I plan it properly, I should be able to do it this week, assuming I find time to do it, or don't get distracted by other things. Did a whole bunch of island expeditions as well. I got a bunch of Azerite, didn't get anything else of note. Like, literally nothing else of note. all I go is Azerite from that.
What's the cap on Azerite levels for your Heart of Azeroth?
No idea.
Well, what are you at?
22.
Okay, I'm not too far off. I'm 21, and I haven't really tried.
I'm not finding a reason to try, because what do I care about Azerite traits? All I'm doing is LFR.
I guess that makes sense.
But then there's a nagging voice in the back of my head, which is like, you should probably care about Azerite traits because you're going to be doing Mythic Plus, and it would be nice to have all those unlocked. So they argue a lot.
Ah, I see. So for tanking stuff, I have a 325 one-handed axe, and I have a 305 shield.
For tanking, I have nothing, so you can tank.
All right, sure. Let's do that. It'll be a real weak, like, level 60 boss, right?
Nope. 140. All right, well, we're going to find a 140 boss for you to tank.
All right, well, that's going to go well.
It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, lots of repairs, but yeah.
These past 2 weeks are just all blurring because sick. I was so sick last week. It was bad. Just did not leave bed for 2 days. It was not fun. And like the worst part was like last week on the show, I mentioned that I was feeling sick, right? Mm-hmm. So on Monday afternoon, I thought, you know, I'm going to take my laptop home. So that way, if I am sick, I can maybe still work at home.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, the computer did not make it out of my backpack.
Yeah, I've been there before.
It was bad. Like my WoW week was pretty much just full of the usual stuff: world quests and island expeditions, and all the odd stuff was PvP. And even then, I only did enough to get about halfway through to getting my that reward thing, and I stopped because I didn't care. Because who wants a tanking weapon? Certainly not me. I'm not a tank.
Fair enough.
What did you get up to?
Got a bit of gear. Actually, today I got a second new piece of gear that was from a emissary thing. So I've done a total of three that I rewarded gear. However, the first two rewarded not only the same slot, but the exact same piece of gear.
Yeah, that'll
happen. So that was immediately scrapped, because why do I need two of the same chest piece? But today I got a new set of shoulders. So I have two of three of my Azerite armor being level 340. I also got another piece of non-Azerite gear that was epic. I got new shoes, or new boots, I guess. Also, finally found a world quest that granted a 310 plus belt. So, finally got my superior achievement.
Man, I don't have that yet.
Well, open up your achievement, see what you're missing, and look for it.
Oh, I know what I'm missing. I'm missing weapons. And rings.
Well, weapons you're probably going to be rough with, because I had to get one off of a rare mob that was high enough that I could equip it in that slot. Otherwise, you're probably looking on the auction house for one of the plundered items or one of the honor-bound items.
See, the worst part is I've had weapon drops that would take me above that.
Okay.
I've had four of them.
Okay.
They were all prot, so I didn't bother. I refused to get that achievement that way.
All right. Your call, man. I equipped it one-handed. That's the one-handed I have. No, that was the way to get that achievement, and I didn't care that that's how I got it.
I refused to get it by equipping prot gear.
Well, then I guess you're looking for honorable combatants' weapons or a Stormsteel weapon, because either that or you get one from a raid or a dungeon.
Yep.
Because those are the only other places you'll find.
Yep, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Yep. I made four pieces of honorable combat gear today that you could use. But you're not on the same server. So I did hit level 96 in my blacksmithing for culture and blacksmithing. So getting close to the having learned everything, used up all of my storm silver ore, and I had like 1,300, 1,400, somewhere around there. But I used up a lot, all of that, or almost all of that. I've got like 38 pieces left on my main. Powering up my blacksmithing today. I also completed the Ready for War achievement. That was interesting. I also completed the long con achievement.
That was not too bad. That's just the one where you
help the Tortolan. Yeah. Right? It took a bit to find a point in time where I could actually get a group, because the last one you need a group for it. There's no way to solo it. Let's see, I also got, since our last episode, the Wide World of Quests, which is complete 100 different world quests in Kul'Thras and Zandalar. For reps, I'm now sitting at Revered with 7th Legion, Order of Embers, Proudmoore Admiralty, and Storm's Wake. I am fairways off of Champions of Azeroth, and I'm about halfway on Tortolan, so to Revered. So, getting there, slowly but surely. Let's see, what else did I do this week? I got 160 on my Demon Hunter. I got 112 on my Druid. Oh, I got a bit frustrated because I realized, or discovered, I guess, that as somebody who doesn't do dungeons, I was unlikely to be getting any Hydra cores because they only drop in Heroic and Mythic dungeons. Discovered our community is pretty damn toxic. Like, the overall WoW community, I mean.
What happened there?
Basically tweeted out my disappointment to Warcraft devs. Received several replies on Twitter that were incredibly offensive, using a variety of derogatory terms and significant mocking that, quote, I was too weak or pathetic to actually do any real content.
Or maybe you don't want to do it. Like, whatever.
That was kind of my response to a couple people who were actually fairly respectful in their response. Just because I don't want to do that content doesn't mean I should be locked out of making follower equipment, because basically the only thing that's going to actually help me at that point is buying them, which, and they're like going for like 16k or higher. Either I grind gold or I do content that I don't enjoy doing. It's not terrible, but the responses that I got did disappoint me a great deal. I was expecting better from the player base. So, you know, seeing the responses I saw, I was hoping for our fellow community members to be better people, more respectful responses, but the vast majority of the responses I got were very insulting and very negative. So yeah, there was some disappointing moments this week, without a doubt. Yeah, I already mentioned that in on Twitter and Discord just now, that she agrees with me on the matter. She had actually pointed out, she'd mentioned this a week before, that those items were not available unless you'd been dungeon diving. And I would expect Blizzard, being as the inclusive company that they do try to be, to provide an alternative methods to getting that than doing content that some people can find hard to do. There are people who have social anxieties. There are people who have issues who cannot, in any way, shape, or form, do content like dungeons and raids. They should not be kept out of one aspect of the game just because they won't participate in another. And I do understand that I am not in the majority on that, but I do think that there are enough people out there who agree with me that Blizzard definitely should take note of that. But I mean, other than that, I mean, it was a fairly decent week in game, at least. I'm hoping by this time next week I'll have my DH up, or DH up to what, 120, and I'm hoping that I'm hoping for a good week that will lead to some really good content opening up for me. So.
Well, here's open.
Yeah, I'm almost done the actual, like, normal quests in the world. I finished off the quests for Drustvar. I currently have no missing quest marks except for Wakecrest Manor. I've got, as far as I know, all of Tyrgard Sound done, except for the Warfront, the quest to go to a Warfront, which I'm not going to do at this point. And I've got some Stormsong Valley ones. Just kind of the west side of Stormsong Valley has a bunch of quests for me. But that's almost done as well. So I'm not sure what other quests there will be after this. It would be interesting to have no quests to do on that character, except for world quests. And I don't even think I actually completed all the quests, like normal quests, on my main in Legion. So
yeah, I know there's one quest in Stormsong. I'm not sure what the criteria behind it is, but it's on that island where the Shrine of Storms dungeon is located. In the southern tip, at the southern tip of that island, there's a house, like a broken down, busted house with some NPC in there. And I happened to notice that there was a quest available there for me. And I did it. I ran through all those quests and nothing happened. And now then I noticed, I think, Saturday, that there's another quest available for me in that area.
Yeah, I just, now that you mentioned that, I did actually just notice that Trinkets and Baubles is the quest over there. So
yeah, but I'm not sure what the criteria there is for progressing in that quest chain, but
yeah, it did seem to kind of end off. And yeah, I waited around for a while, so
yeah, it makes me think there's something else. Makes me think that maybe there might be other stuff around scattered around the world that's like that. That would be interesting.
Well, I do know that there was some stuff in Drustvar that I know I had completed Drustvar, and I went back to do some world quests, and I saw some different quests that were available, and I was confident I'd been through there before when I was looking for ore. So I definitely think they're adding more quests here and there, but not like joined quest chains, just kind of random quests.
Oh yeah, yeah. I noticed a bunch of that, especially when I go through Stormsong Valley, because I hit level cap halfway through that, and then I continued on to get the achievement or whatever. But flying through, there's a whole bunch of different little quest hubs that I just did not hit up during the course of leveling.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mildenhall, I think is what the little subzone's called in Stormsong, with all the bees.
Yes, yeah. Mildenhall Meadery.
Haven't done any of the quests there. I just hit it up for world quests at this point because I don't really care.
I just like to see all the stories, and that's actually a really funny storyline. So I recommend doing that one. It's actually pretty amusing.
All right, I'll check that out.
And it's pretty quick. Like I think the second time through, it took me about 10 or 20 minutes to do it. But I also knew where to go for everything. So
oh, yeah, yeah. I don't expect any of those little quest hubs, side quest hubs, to take up a huge amount of time. I know that I haven't done the Roughnecks either in Tear Guard Sound.
Okay.
I know that one's been on my quest log for a while. It's just whenever I log on, I want to chase something else. Chasing emissary quests and just grinding world quests for rep because I wanted to hit a certain reputation level. Like the other day, I straight up had no emissary quests left, and then I for like 2 hours, I just flew around Zandalar, doing all the world quests because I'm trying to bump up my 7th Legion because I want to get my Dark Iron unlocked.
Yeah, once you get 7th Legion, you're able to unlock Dark Iron right now, or
once you hit Exalted, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah. So right now, the Alliance has the Void Elves, Lightforged Draenei, and Dark Iron available to them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really pushing for... I'm just trying to make sure I'm ready for flying as soon as possible after it launches.
Yeah, I sure be worried about that too. Although, honestly, I'm not missing it. And I think I was of the same opinion in Legion. Like, yeah, it's... I had to skirt around a bunch of enemies and stuff, but I mean, I'm not having too much of an issue with it at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just annoying when there's a big path and there's no way around them except to go right through them.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever. I'll just spin the wind and I'm done.
Yeah, it's just, I kind of like flying. And I want to see more of the world than I've seen. But I think most of the... Like, I think I got all the exploration on Kul'Thras, and I think there's only small parts in Izmir and Zoldazar that I don't have yet. So, getting there, slowly but surely.
Yep.
Let us go to our first sponsor, I guess. So our first sponsor is the great folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes of Diablo, and even more from outside of the Blizzardverse, like Star Wars, Doctor Who, and Sherlock. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko, another one from the Overwatch collection, it's the OR15 Funko Pop. Now, this is a GameStop exclusive. It is the chase version of the Arista Pop that also came out in Series 4, but it's basically like the original look of Arista before the alterations to make it into Arista, I guess. And again, this one is a GameStop exclusive, so GameStop EB Games exclusive. And it's a pretty fun look to a Funko Pop. It is pretty closely matched to the actual Arista one, and that one, the Arista one, is available everywhere. And if you want to check out any of the Funko Pops that are available through Funko, you can do that by going to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use Shop10 to save 10%. And we thank Funko for their support of the show.
This week in WoW, we've got two events coming up. First of all, the third wing and the final wing of Uldir opens this week, and that is the Heart of Corruption. After that, we've got the World Quest bonus event from October 9th through October 15th, so make sure to pick up that quest before you do your emissaries, unlike literally every time this quest comes up, because I always forget. And it sucks, so I'm gonna make sure to pick that up this time, because I want my reward!
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that World Quest event. I'm very curious to see what it's actually going to be this time. Last expansion, it was, I believe, 5,000 Order Hall resources. I assume it will not be quite the same this time, since the level of resources we have on average is smaller, and the requirements are smaller, so I'm thinking like maybe 1,000. But I'd kind of be happy with almost anything, so...
Have you run into a situation yet where you're out of war resources? Because I haven't.
Absolutely. Not on my main, but my lower level characters are always, like, almost all of mine right now don't have enough.
Okay.
And I think it's primarily because they're sitting, for the most part, in their town, so.
That's fair. All right. So it's a pretty big news week, okay?
Yeah. Okay, so in case you guys don't understand the topic of our show, a certain member of the All Things Azeroth crew made some quite amusing comments upon meeting a certain president of a company. And my phone is thinking I'm trying to talk to it. So
that's an Apple device for you. Button in when it doesn't want, when you don't want it.
Right. Sure. Uh huh. Anyways, so Mike Morhaime announced this week that he was stepping down as president of Blizzard. This was announced on Wednesday of last week. Mike Morhaime has been president of Blizzard since the company launched and was founded. To say this was surprising to folks, kind of an understatement, I honestly have to say. If you told me when we did our last show that the company would have a new president... next time we spoke, I would have told you that you were crazy. What do you think, Toasty?
I mean, obviously I was surprised. I mean, anybody who's in our Discord would know that. But at the same time, I'm not. Because, I mean, he's been there for, what, 27 years? Dude's put in his time.
He was, to my knowledge, he's currently the only person to have received a 25-year service award.
Yeah. So, I mean, dude's put in his time, and... You know, he's getting up there. He wants to take it easy now. I mean, he's not stepping away from the company entirely. Looks like he's staying on as an advisor to the new president.
Yes, and that's a good thing, because the new president is the former, well, now former, executive producer of World of Warcraft, J. Allen Brack. My only concern is sometimes when somebody takes over from that kind of a role into a much higher role, what they were working on before can sometimes get, I don't want to say left behind, but not doesn't get quite as much attention, because they don't want employees to feel like the new leader is focusing on his old project with his attention.
Yeah.
I have to have faith that this won't happen, that the company wouldn't have appointed Jay as the new president if they thought he wouldn't give the proper amount of attention to what is really their one of their premier titles, one of the two. Yeah, I mean, it's sad to see that Mike will be no longer be president. I hope we'll still see him at the on the stage at BlizzCon at least one last time, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see that.
Yeah, I mean, we all hope that Chris would come back when he retired, and he hasn't. He's been very much not. And true. I think having Jay there, we'll send the right thing out to everybody. Like, okay, this is the president now, and he'll be acting very much in that role. So here he is.
Yeah,
he's gonna do what Mike did.
Yeah, and really, we have seen Jay be part of that opening ceremony presentation the last couple of years, I believe.
Yeah.
So he's definitely been that representation and been a figurehead in the company for a while now. So, I mean, it's very possible that this is something that was being led up to, that this was an actual plan that they had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just hard to believe and understand sometimes, I guess.
What I find funny about his last two appearances at BlizzCon 2 years ago, it was the whole "you think you want it but you don't" debacle that people were going through with Vanilla, and then last year he announced Classic. that meme was flying without abandon over the past week ever since that was announced. Which, you know, I get it. I understand why people are doing that. Two other appointments that Blizzard made this past week. They announced the new Chief Development Officer in Ray Gresko. And they also announced that Alan Adam, one of the Blizzard founders, is working in the executive leadership team of Blizzard. So there have been two other appointments in addition to Jay taking over as president.
Yeah, they didn't announce the new executive producer for WoW, though, right?
Right. I tried to find that. I didn't see anything about that, so I'm wondering who that is.
Maybe Ian will step into that role?
Yeah, well, who's going to take Ian's spot?
Generally, when you move somebody up, there's a lot of filling in of spots in the background. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know who would fill in the roles that are now vacant. Or who will fill in the role that's vacant and the roles that would then become vacant by those, you know, advancements. So it'll be a very interesting time leading up to BlizzCon, I think.
But if Ian becomes the executive producer, does that mean we don't get him on the Q&As anymore?
That may be the case.
Oh, but who's Laura going to sit next to?
The next executive producer, next director.
Man, it just won't be the same.
True. Things will change.
I don't like change.
I understand. It is inevitable, unfortunately.
Yep. I'm sure these appointments were not made lightly, and they'll continue doing the good work that they've been doing.
Yeah. And I'm very intrigued by the mention of new games being worked on. So
yeah, you caught that too, did you?
Yes, I did.
Wonder what that is. Maybe we'll find out in a couple weeks.
3 weeks or so, yeah. 3-4 weeks around there. We will have information when you get back from California.
I don't think we can find out on the 11th. I mean, we are free to ask them a bunch of questions. I don't think they'll answer those questions.
Yeah, I don't think that the new titles they're working on are Warcraft related, so I'm not sure that would be the right place to ask those questions. I mean, we can, but we're probably not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, that's fine. Ask them anyway.
Well, we did get some hints of some potential stuff coming down the road, but we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us move along to the next piece of news, which is the 11th. There is a dev Q&A coming up.
Yep.
I'm sure that'll go well. I imagine who's the executive producer will be at least one of the questions being asked, just knowing the WoW community as I do.
Yep.
I don't know what other pending questions people have right now, though. So,
Something about Azerite.
Oh, probably. I'm definitely curious. I thought the amount Azerite needed for each thing was going to decrease quicker, and it does not feel like it's decreasing very much.
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Questions about Azurite are totally warranted because it's still not in a very good place, I don't think. I'm just saying, the common question since this expansion launched was, what's happening with Azurite and the related systems, because it's not great. In a lot of the other stuff that that the community is concerned about, they've shown as being addressed in 8.1, like the shaman stuff and other balance issues, all that other stuff. They've also made some other adjustments recently that were hotfixed in. We'll talk about those a bit later. Outside of Azurite, I'm not sure what else people would be asking, but people will figure it out, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. People always find something to ask in these Q&A times.
And as usual, if you want to ask your own questions for the Q&A, there's the forum thread that you can add your response to. You can also ask your question on Twitter using the hashtag WarcraftQA. And that'll be happening at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday, October 11th.
Indeed.
All right. So one of the changes that has come up that was hotfixed in that I was mentioned earlier is the Azurite armor rewards from Emissary Quest. Now, previously, they were only going to be awarded at the item level 340. They've since hotfixed in a change that will allow those rewards to scale up to 370. Now, of course, you're not going to be just be getting a 370 item off the hop. It's going to scale relative to your current item level. So, should be a little, I think, below is what I saw.
What I was seeing on Twitter was people who had 369 that were still getting 355 item level.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not going to be 340 or anything like that, but it might end up filling that gap in your in your quests, in your equipment.
Well, the problem is that if you are 369 and not getting 370 gear, what the hell use is 370?
Well, I mean, you got to remember that 369 is an average, right? So you could have a gear that's higher as bringing that total up.
True.
Like, I know for me...
It does seem weird that, like, I would think at least 360 would get you 370 gear, because then, like, you're close to it, but you can still get maximum use out of that stuff. Like, at 360, you know, one piece of gear might get you 1 point, so it's going to take you a lot of stuff to get you to where you can actually use the stuff you're getting.
Right, but the problem that people were having with Azurite gear especially was that they ended up being significantly lower than the other pieces that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just happen to have better traits or whatever. So this is giving people a better chance to get other gear that's better, that provides those better stats that they want.
I guess. It doesn't feel like there's a strong correlation between stuff, that's all.
Yeah, I can see that, but I'm not seeing... I'm not going into Emissary Quest expecting an upgrade, per se.
Okay.
Going into there expecting something that has, especially with the Azurite gear, just better traits than what I have now.
Okay, so you're looking at it as a trait improvement, not as an upgrade.
Right.
Okay.
And even then, like, I could be stuck with a 320 shoulder, for example, but everything else is sitting at 340 or up.
Yeah.
And if it gives me 350 shoulders because my overall item level is high, then great. I mean, that's just the nature of rewards for an MMO. I mean, especially like, given traditional methods of getting gear, yeah, you might end up getting gear that's around the same item level as you have right now, but not for the one slot you needed an upgrade for.
True.
So I feel like as though that's on par to what we should be expecting from that gear. I'm not expecting 20 item level upgrade off an Emissary quest reward I've got a pretty high, like 340 to 370 item level. That doesn't seem reasonable either. Like, it invalidates the other forms of gear acquisition. Like right now, I'm only getting 340 gear because I'm only doing LFR. I don't see the need for me to have anything higher. I mean, I might look into something with Titanforge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm only getting a 340 item level gear from LFR, I'm not gonna be mad if I don't get a 370 gear, a 370 piece out of Emissary Quests, because that's all I have right now is 340. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that change was hotfixed in, I want to say, today? Maybe yesterday? No, today.
I'm not high enough to see it, so I wouldn't have noticed it.
So everybody should have been seeing that. Yeah, it was today. So everybody should be seeing that change today. And that's outside of the spoilery stuff that comes out of 8.1, comes out of the 8.1 PTR. That's all the WoW related news we have to talk about. But we do have some BlizzCon stuff to talk about. First off, the schedule for the BlizzCon 2018 has been released, and it provides us with some interesting things. As far as Warcraft goes, I don't think I'm alone in thinking that I didn't expect this year to be a big year in terms of WoW news, because we just had the expansion pretty recently, and most we'd get some information about patch stuff. In this case, we know we're likely going to get a bunch of things about WoW Classic, because the whole reward thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the WoW, I didn't expect WoW Classic to be the thing.
Now, what's going to interest a lot of people is what's on the main stage this year, immediately after the opening ceremonies.
Indeed. Indeed. Which is why we will have, I hope, 2 Diablo people to be on the Dawnforge coverage this year.
Yeah. So, Diablo is hitting the main stage for the first time in quite a while. Can't remember the last time Diablo was on the main stage immediately after the opening ceremonies.
Never. Maybe Reaper of Souls or D3? But I don't remember. It's always been WoW right after the opening ceremonies that I recall.
Was it Overwatch 1 year?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Either way, it's been a long time since Diablo's at the main stage, which tells us there's probably something big coming in terms of Diablo news. So if Diablo is also one of your things when it comes to Blizzard content, might want to pay attention to BlizzCon stuff this year. Especially considering some of the other leaks that we've heard recently.
The job postings.
I don't think we talked about this on the show, but somebody had put up something about a Netflix series for Diablo that quickly got deleted. So
that would definitely be interesting.
Yeah. In terms of actual Warcraft stuff, we have the usual stuff. World of Warcraft, what's next? They have the cinematic panel, Voices of War, so featuring the various voice actors for World of Warcraft. There's also the esports stuff. Yeah, there's also the Build-A-Panel that was featured as part of the BlizzCon, the new interactive BlizzCon stuff, virtual ticket thing. There's the Mythic Dungeon Invitational. They have a panel for the Immersive Sounds of Azeroth. And of course, what's a BlizzCon without that Q&A that will be full of
stupid questions.
So many interesting questions, I'm sure.
I think you're right. You mean stupid, but okay. I've
gotten a few good things out of it, but most of the time it's not fun, not an enjoyable battle.
Well, I believe we did have Ro asking a question last year, so that was very interesting.
Yes.
I did notice that Geek and Sundry is back.
Yep.
I'm sure that you are very happy about that.
Of course.
I spoke about this. I was on Frazzlecast this past week. We did talk a little bit about this as well, and I did mention that one of the ones that I'm excited for tentatively is the Voices of Overwatch. Now, the reason for this is when I was there last time was the first Overwatch voice actors panel. It was not on the stream. It was one of the funnest panels I've ever seen in my entire time watching BlizzCon. But last year, they did another one, and it sucked. It felt very much like they were telling the voice actors to rein it in, to not get out of control, not riff off each other, not be entertaining, is what it felt like. I'm hoping this one, which will go back a little bit more to what the original one was, because that was a lot of fun to hear the riffing, to hear the stories. They still got interviews in. They still got, you know, what was it like and all this other kind of stuff. But it was just so much more interesting and more fun to watch. Oh. So I'm hoping that this year's will be more like the first one.
Yeah.
Than the second one, because honestly, I couldn't even stand the second one. I think I tuned out halfway through because it was just too boring for me.
You know what I just noticed?
What's that?
The Geek and Sundry panel and the Overwatch World Cup finals are at the same time.
Ooh, that's gonna be a choice.
I guess it'll depend who's in the finals that year, or this year. If Canada's in the finals again, I might have to watch Geek and Sundry on the VOD.
Oh. That'll be harsh.
That's a tough choice.
I'm sorry. So, I was just looking up the BlizzCon app. Just want to see if the schedule's been updated, because it's been out for a few days now. I am not seeing the schedule on the app yet, but hopefully we'll see that on the app soon, because it'd be pretty cool. Yeah, the Diablo What's Next panel has been leading to a lot of questions this week. And how many days is it till we know?
Let me review my Twitter. 22 days or 24 days.
Gotcha.
22 well, days till I'm in California.
If you are one of those folks who are not going to California and you want to watch alongside us, we'll be on the Dawn Forge stream. I think we'll probably use Discord again, because that's worked really well for us. But yeah, we'll look forward to having some good voices. We are going to have a few people. I've started talking to a few people here so far. I will have a more fleshed out roster soon, but hopefully we're going to have some stuff to give away leading up to BlizzCon too. So keep watching for that.
All right. So we talked about the BlizzCon schedule, and yeah, that's super exciting. But the other exciting thing about BlizzCon is all the stuff we can buy. And we've gotten a sneak peek at that, right, Mendros?
Yes, we have. Did we talk about the reward that's available ahead of time, or after the opening ceremonies there? Did we talk about that or not? I don't see that here.
The classic?
Yes.
Last week we talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Last week? Okay. All right. Starting in just a few days, in 3 days, on Thursday, the BlizzCon presale of merchandise is going up. And we got a bit of a preview of what some of the stuff they'll have available. Now, you do need to have the virtual ticket in order to order this, virtual ticket or BlizzCon ticket, added to your account. So if you have not added your code to your account yet, definitely do that as soon as possible. Some of the things that they've previewed here is a Diablo backpack for the Dark Wanderer, Overwatch, Hanzo, and Genji reversible bomber jackets. They previewed three of the new pins for Series 5. There's a Reaper one, which I think there's one in the last one, but it's a different pose. There's a Crusader, and then the kid from the Hearthstone cartoons with a Hearthstone board. And of course, they'll have the usual gold pins as well as a variant. And then, let's see, they have the Sylvanas and Anduin heroic hoodies, Diablo front snap jacket, and Overwatch Yakamon plush, WoW Legends Greymane and WoW Legends Starfang statues, and a Hearthstone Adventurer's backpack. Now, Toasty, you said in Discord, I believe, that nothing's screaming at you at this point.
Yeah, which I'm not sure if it's just a result of me getting older or if it's a result of me trying to evaluate what I can justify making storage room for, because I don't have that much room anymore. But yeah, nothing's screamed out at me yet. I mean, if I'm completely honest, the Greymane and the Sourfang statues almost got me pretty hyped.
That's what I was expecting you to be interested in there.
Especially the Greymane one. Like I like the Greymane one a lot, but like I don't know. There's nothing screaming at me yet that I must have compared to the previous BlizzCons.
Yeah,
but, I mean, this is just a small selection of the items available. As I'm expecting there to be much more, as there typically is.
Yeah, I think there'll be probably two rounds of releases for the presale, and then more stuff that's available just there.
Yeah.
The Hearthstone Adventure Backpack, while I don't see that I'd ever actually use it, it looks really neat.
Like, it looks like an actual bag you could use for camping.
Yeah, like it looks like a camping backpack, not a carry your laptop to work backpack. But the Diablo backpack also doesn't look very useful to me for a work backpack either. Just not the style. I prefer the multiple mini pockets style.
Yeah, it looks very much like a day trip kind of backpack where you're not even a day trip, just like bare essentials.
Yeah.
kind of backpack.
The bomber jacket and the heroic hoodies both look really interesting to me, as I usually end up finding out they probably don't fit me. The plush, probably not going to get. I didn't get the Pac-Mari one either, so not really super interested in that. And it just looks weird to me. It's dancing hot dog.
The hot dog with the green onion.
Yeah. Leek.
What's wrong with that?
It looks weird.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, in fairness, Farfetch'd has a leek too, and it looks just as weird. So.
Yeah, because it carries around the thing it gets cooked with.
Yeah. But yeah, so that will start on Thursday. I did hear from some people who said that the Wowhead code that they have listed on their site does not currently work for BlizzCon orders or for gear store orders. Not sure if there's limits on that or something, but there are currently some gifts you can get. Apparently, if you order like $250, you can choose one of the colossal ones, the Diablo Colossal Cupid Deadly figure, or something else. Yeah, so watch out for that sale going on starting Thursday.
One thing to note about this sale, and this is different compared to previous years, because in previous years, like the BlizzCon merch sale was made available to everybody after the con. Looks like it's different this time around, at least if I'm reading this news release correctly. So on October 11th, the BlizzCon merch sale will be open to BlizzCon ticket holders and virtual ticket holders, and it will be open to everyone a week later on October 18th. So that's... Wow, I'm reading that right. That's different than what we usually do for BlizzCon stuff.
Absolutely. Usually, to get access to the BlizzCon presale, you need to have a virtual ticket the entire time. That's a good catch. I didn't see that.
If you're looking for any of that stuff, just wait a week, and if you're not going to buy the virtual ticket, you'll be able to pick some of that stuff up. It is worth noting that they put a caveat at the end of this article that not all items may be available for purchase from the EU Gear Store when the sale begins. So the EU may see a limited inventory, stock and inventory of the sale items at the get-go.
That's important to note, because I'm sure we have some European listeners.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll see what comes out in the full store. I'm sure that there'll be stuff that catches my eye, of course, because there always is. Moving along, there was an article up on Polygon about Blizzard's inclusion nexus at BlizzCon 2018. Now, I wasn't there last year, but they said that in the article that there was stuff that was in there last year in this regard. Are you aware of what that was? Or
it wasn't something that I went out of my way to go see. I did know about it. There was it was less inclusion, more celebrating diversity, from what I recall. Obviously, you know, diversity is something that Blizzard was one of those things that Blizzard values in their community.
Absolutely, yes.
And this year looks like they're looking at addressing inclusion within BlizzCon because, differently abled people and whatnot. Yeah, differently abled people will have different experiences in BlizzCon, and, you know, they want to do their best to try to make them feel as though they're not limited by what they're capable of. But it's not limited to just that, too. Looks like one of the things that they've talked about is...
They said that the Nexus area will have similar things like TED Talks, where people will talk about their story and how it relates to Blizzard and gaming. Which is really good. They said that some of the speakers include LGBT community members, women, military veterans, and people with disabilities. And it will be the positioning had a lot of thinking put into it, making sure that it was near to handicap accessible areas and such, which is an important thing. Some will say that this maybe isn't needed, and I would say that the people this is aimed at aren't the people that I think this isn't needed, because this is, I mean, there's a lot of stories in the gaming industry right now of people feeling excluded and people feeling like they aren't part of their communities anymore. You know, the stuff that I talked about earlier about the reaction to my post about the Hydro Corps. I mean, that's a perfect example of people reacting to criticism in a way that, I mean, and it's not even criticism of them. It's a criticism of the game and the company behind the game and the decision of the people behind the game, you know, that's an extreme reaction to, hey, I don't like that you put these behind a barrier. Like, that's just going way too far, I think, to do that. This is another, you know, this is something that's aimed at people who feel marginalized, who feel they aren't included. And I think that it's really good that Blizzard is doing this and working hard to make those people feel like they have a place in Blizzard's universes.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, they got that, they got something next to an escalator and an elevator, which is great. And it looks like gender-neutral bathrooms will be made available to people who choose to use them. So, hey, that's great for them, too.
Very so. Very much so. I'm proud of Blizzard for doing that. All right, then. Let's move along, shall we?
All right. Now, this one isn't specifically Warcraft. It isn't specifically BlizzCon, but it is Warcraft adjacent, so I thought I'd give it a quick mention. Looks like we're getting another Warcraft hero in Mal'Gaemys. So the term hero is used very loosely. I don't think he's necessarily a hero. And by not necessarily a hero, I mean definitely not at all, because it's Mal'Gaemys. But hey, yet another Warcraft character in Heroes of the Storm. I'm sure people will be thrilled about that.
Yeah, good time.
At least it's not another Overwatch hero, because people got really mad about Overwatch heroes and Heroes of the Storm. The whole being able to move and shoot thing did not please many people. But hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Mal'Gaemys is coming in. It looks like he's a melee warrior. All those abilities are very much Mal'Gaemys. So, yeah. That's the next hero that's coming into the Nexus.
Cool. All right, let's have one to pick a sponsor, shall we?
All right, sponsor. Hey folks, over at Audible, you can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATBooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATBooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today is the third book in the Codex Alera series, Curse's Fury. Let's have a listen.
As always, the thoughts of the events of Winter's End 2 years past filled Tavi with a familiar surge of pride, humiliation, and sadness. Even after all that time, his dreams were sometimes visited with howling monsters and streams of blood. He forced his thoughts away from painful regrets. "What's so funny?" he asked the Kane. "You," Varg said without looking up from the ludus board. His voice was a slow, low thing, the words chewed and mangled oddly by the Kane's mouth and fangs.
"Aggressive."
"That's how to win," Tavi said. Varg reached out a heavy paw hand and pushed a white High Lord figure forward with a long, sharp claw. The move countered Tavi's most recent move to the skyboard.
"There is more to victory than ferocity."
That was the book in the Codex Alera series, Curse's Fury by Kate Reading. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely. So the question of the week last week was, what heritage armor, revealed or not revealed, are you looking forward to? WikiBH says, love the Magar armor. I'm very curious about standard Orc and Tauren heritage armors. Leo Wild says Valpera, because that would accompany their announcement as an allied race. So hashtag battle for Valpera. Failing that, I'm looking forward to the Worgen heritage armor. It'll probably accompany their race update, I'd imagine. The Silverthorn says, I'm as with the Void Elf set. Well, the set's shoulders.
Frazzly, unsurprisingly, is looking forward to the Gnome heritage armor set. Rosenstern is... says, I'm going to cross faction lines and say Worgen. Give me a top hat and a monocle. Ali claims Rosenstern stole the answer and wishes for him to get out of her head. Zephariah says, gnomes, hopefully soon. I assume so that Frazzly won't stop asking for it.
All right. So next week's question, I'll go ahead.
Band or musical act are you hoping will close out BlizzCon 2018?
Garth Brooks.
Just no.
Why?
Because no.
Why?
Because I prefer music.
That is music.
This is not so much what I'm hoping for, because what I'm hoping for is someone like Rise Against or Billy Talent. I'm going to go for what seems to be the Blizzard standard of going for a band like a decade or two removed from their prime, but is still held in some manner of regard in the nostalgia parts of people's brains. Papa Roach.
All right, then.
Anyway, looking forward to hearing everybody else's answers. As long as it's not country.
You look forward to hearing everybody's answers that are country.
Or electronic music.
So, what did we have last year?
It was Weird Al last year, wasn't it?
No, that was my last year. Who was last year?
I don't remember. I do remember not going.
I don't Muse.
That was it.
So, before it was Weird Al, so it's going to be about I Like. Because it was Metallica, then it was somebody else.
Linkin Park.
Then it was Weird Al, which you didn't like. And then Muse.
Which I'm indifferent about. I'm okay with Muse.
But it's not a band you had to go see.
Right.
So maybe it'll be a band we both like, though I can't imagine who.
I can't think of any music we both like, honestly.
No, me neither. I guess we'll see. Maybe it'll be another band we both don't really care about.
Dead Mouse.
After some stuff he said this past weekend, I doubt that.
Well, there was stuff he said. I'm going to look that up later.
Yeah. Do that. Be interesting to see what the musical act is. We probably won't know for that for a couple weeks, I'd imagine. But who knows? Maybe they'll announce that, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, they've been surprising us with a lot of stuff this year.
They have. They have been doing that a lot.
So maybe we'll get another surprise and have this early. Maybe.
Maybe. Very maybe. All right, so time for our shoutouts. We'll start with our Patreon shoutouts. So shout out to Ian Lee, Navimi, Brock, Fandeth, Toasty, Redzian, Frasley, Thomas, David, Erlina, Troy, Wookie BH, Bimini, and Will, who all support us this month or this past month. So thank you very much. Very much appreciated. And we seriously thank you for your support. It is awesome. So who's your shout out for the week? Other than our Patreon people.
Shout out to the NHL because Hockey's back. Hockey's back and it's so good. Oh my god, I love it. The Blues are back. The Jets are back. Hockey that matters is back. Shout out to the entirety of the NHL except the Blackhawks.
Okay, well, my shout out is going to be the Winnipeg Jets for an amazing, spectacular first game back.
Quiet you.
I'm not allowed to give a shout out to on my own show?
I guess you can.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay, you can do it.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very, I do very much appreciate, you know, being allowed to do that.
All right, so I'm going to also take this opportunity to remind everybody about our question of the month, because, hey, we have a bunch of stuff that we're trying to give away. We have one thing that we're trying to give away to many of our fans, but only one of you is going to get it. So if you head over to our Twitter and answer the question of the month, which is, what are you most looking forward to from BlizzCon? You'll be entered into a draw to win a fantastic set of monitor mounts. And if Twitter's not your thing, you can also head to our Discord, which will be linked, I believe, in our show, in the show posts, typically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go to the All Things Azeroth website and just go to the, and you'll be able to find the link to our Discord, and you can answer the question of the month there as well, and that's another method of being entered into the draw. If neither one of those are your thing, just send us an email, show@allthingsazeroth.com. Just make sure to include in your subject line that the email is in regards to the question of the month, and you'll be entered into the draw.
Yeah, make subject October question, and we'll have that posted on the ATA site shortly, along with this month's question.
Looking forward to hearing everybody's answers.
All right, then. So we both shouted out to Hockey stuff. We've done our Patreon stuff. We did our questions. I think that's about it.
All right.
Awesome. So, want to do the intro? Or should I do the intro?
Yeah, I'll grab it.
All right.
All right, so if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. You can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnata, and please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
Indeed, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of the Q&A.
Bye-bye!
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.